Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry. You can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your Kachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to kachava.com and use code SHAKE for 15% off. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code SHAKE.
Did you know that hidden inside your hair follicles are powerful stem cells that can be used to rejuvenate your skin, regenerate your hair, and even transform the future of regenerative medicine? Welcome back to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast, where we talk all things health, wellness, longevity, and of course, biohacking. I'm your host, Jenny Jones, and I've spent years exploring cutting-edge ways to optimize the body and brain so you can take your health into your own hands. Today, I'm joined by Dr. Drew Taylor, CEO of Acorn Labs, to dive into the fascinating world of stem cells, secretomes, and personalized regenerative treatments. If you've ever wondered how your own cells could hold the key to beauty, healing, and longevity, this is the episode you don't want to miss. Before we dive in, if you're enjoying the Biohacker Blondie podcast, the best way to support the show is to share it with someone who would benefit from this conversation. Hit that subscribe button or leave a quick review. You can also keep these conversations going by checking out the sponsors linked in the show notes and using my special discount codes. Every bit of support makes a big difference in bringing you more top experts in health, wellness, and longevity. So now let's dive into this amazing episode. All right. Welcome to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. And I am so excited because we're here with Dr. Drew, and you are the CEO of Acorn Labs. And we're going to get all into stem cells and rejuvenating our hair and skin. And I'm sure there's so much more down the line. So I'm so excited about this podcast because everyone also cares about beauty. We love to focus on the interior, the health of our cells, but also the exterior is also important. So, and stem cells are a huge topic. So hair, skin, and stem cells, the best of the best. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast. And if you can give a little intro and how you started with hair follicles to produce stem cells.
Absolutely. So thank you so much. Excited to be here. And I can jump into a little bit about how we got to the hair follicle. It wasn't exactly the most direct journey in the world, right? So we ended up really trying to combat some of the effects of aging on cells to use them in regenerative medicine. So using our own cells to help heal ourselves, treat our bodies, really rejuvenate our tissues. And I think that, when you think about this world of regenerative medicine, we're not manufacturing a chemical in a laboratory and worrying about purity. We're engineering your own cells to be used back with you. So we have to have a starting material that's an actual live cell. And so that really started the journey of saying, well, what is the optimal source of those cells? How can we get access to them in a very efficient, non-invasive way that isn't a huge burden for the patient? And that's what led us to the hair follicle. But before it, we tried all sorts of other sources, bone marrow and adipocytes and fat. We tried skin punch biopsies, which is I did myself, and it doesn't tickle. So all of these areas have to get access to stem cells. And that really led us to this amazing repository of stem cells that we have at the base of our follicles. These mesenchymal stem cells, same ones as in our bone marrow, exist in our hair follicles, and we can access them through simply just plucking follicles from the back of our scalp.
So what happened? Did you decide not to go bone marrow, which is a little more extensive, a little more invasive? Maybe taking some skin is a little more invasive. So is that why, or you're finding that you're getting a better product with the hair follicles?
Yes, it's a little bit of both, right? One is, it's very difficult to think about harvesting bone marrow prospectively, right? Because a lot of people are yes, they're using the cells right away for benefit, but there's also the idea of freezing them and making sure that you've got access to them over time. And so if you're just freezing them, going into your bone marrow and accessing them, or even if you're wanting to leverage them right away, having the hurdle or the burden of tapping into that is something that really is limiting, right? The patients aren't going to go through it. It's painful. There's a recovery period. And so we want an opportunity to get access to an equivalent cell source or an even better cell source without that burden of having to go through that experience. And so, you know, we really started evaluating different areas of our bodies and where we can get access to these cells. And the hair follicle, we know that there are these amazing cells in our hair follicles, but not for as long as we've known about bone marrow. So it actually took us a while, I think, as scientists, when I say we, the entire community, to identify the value of some of these cells that exist in our hair follicles. And I would say in the last 30 years, the research has been growing, but in the last 10 years, we've seen it really explode as demonstrating the value of the cells that are specifically there. That makes sense, right? If we think about something like chemotherapy, right? So when you go under chemotherapy, those drugs target highly dividing cells, which includes tumor cells, right? So when you're trying to treat cancer, it also hits cells in our bodies that are dividing, not because of cancer, but just by natural processes. And that's why we get sick on it or we end up not feeling great, is because all of our dividing cells are also getting targeted. Well, we have a lot of stem cells in the root of our hair follicles, so they get targeted as well because they're dividing readily. And that's actually why we lose our hair. It's because these high concentrations of cells that are dividing and producing these things.
So that's kind of where the discovery came from?
It was one of the indications of the fact that you have these high concentrations of highly dividing cells in your hair follicles. But ultimately, the anatomy of the hair follicle had been broken down before that. And we knew that there was valuable cells there, but maybe just not everything about them yet.
Okay, so I have so many questions too, random questions. But before we get into them, maybe just explain to anyone listening, because we're in this space, but stem cells, secretomes, if you can get a little breakdown just quickly. I do talk a lot about stem cells on my podcast, but anyone new, can you just give a little breakdown in how these stem cells, exosomes, secretomes work?
Yeah, absolutely. What I usually kind of do is take a step back and just say, like, all cells in our bodies, right? And so if you look at all of the cells in our bodies, they can be put on a mountain. At the top of the mountain, you've got an embryonic stem cell, so sperm meets egg. That cell can and will become every other cell in the body. When it becomes those cells, it rolls down a face of that mountain. So essentially, it chooses a path to follow. Once it starts rolling down one of those faces, it has to keep going down at least that face. And as it gets closer to the bottom, it gets more and more specialized. By the time it hits the bottom of that mountain, that cell is doing what it's supposed to do. It's either a liver cell, a kidney cell, a skin cell, a brain cell, right? It's its end cell type. Well, in our bodies as adults, because that embryonic stem cell at the top only happens at the time of conception, halfway up that mountain, we have these other cell types that are adult stem cells, and they can become one face of that mountain. So they can become a number of different cell types, but not every cell type.
If you're spending money on your skincare routine, serums, moisturizers, facials, but if you're still washing your face with tap water, you might be undoing it all. Tap water can be filled with chlorine, heavy metals, and impurities that strip your skin's natural microbiome, leading to breakouts, dryness, and dullness. But what if I told you I had the answer? It's called Filter Baby, and it's a total game changer. You just screw it on to your bathroom faucet, super easy, and thousands of people, including me, are already seeing the difference in their skin. I used to get random breakouts for no reason, but since using Filter Baby, I have clear, calm, and healthy skin. If you deal with acne, sensitive skin, or just want your glow back, Filter Baby is a no-brainer. Click the link in the show notes or head to the shop tab on my website, and don't forget to use the code BIOHACKERBLONDY for a special discount. Your skin will thank you. Did you know your body can actually recharge with light? red light therapy has been shown to support recovery, reduce inflammation, and boost mitochondrial energy, the foundation of how your cells function. FlexBeam is a portable, wearable red light therapy device designed to target specific areas of your body, whether it's sore muscles, stiff joints, or simply supporting overall energy and recovery. It's like having a professional recovery tool at home, but without the hassle. I've been using it as part of my daily wellness routine, and the difference in recovery and focus has been incredible. If you've been curious about red light therapy and how it can support your longevity, FlexBeam is a game changer. If you've been curious about red light therapy and how it can support your longevity, definitely check out FlexBeam. You'll find the link in the show notes below.
And so our endeavors really are to try to access these cells that are a ways up that mountain. And we have access to cells that do that in a number of different areas of our bodies. We call them progenitor cells or adult stem cells. And so in our bone marrow, we have them. We have them dispersed throughout our fat. We also have them clustered together in the root or the base of our hair follicles. And so we can access one of those cells that are higher up that mountain and therefore have a greater potential to be used in different treatments. So that's cells, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's also secretome. So no one's talking about secretomes much. And it's either exosomes or stem cells or growth factors. You hear a lot in the beauty space that now doctors are doing. So can you explain a little bit more of what secretomes are? Because that is what Acorn Labs is specializing in.
Absolutely. So secretomes, I think you're going to hear more and more of, and it's definitely a space that I think is poised to make some very, very big waves. It also, secretomes are inclusive of peptides, growth factors, and exosomes. Mm. So all three of those things are part of the secretome. And so I think the secretome, instead of going at like this one component that are released by stem cells this one kind of opportunity, it is all of them kind of put together. So instead of a single vitamin, it's a multivitamin, essentially for your body. Yeah.
It's not a stem cell. Is it a stem?
It's not.
Is secretome?
All of these things we're talking about right now are now released by cells. Stem cells in higher concentrations. So exosomes, growth factors, peptides, PDRN, right? Polynucleotides. These things can get released by cells and in high concentrations from stem cells. And we can capture those things if you've got the right techniques, and you can then deliver that back in high concentrations into the body in areas of need. And that's really where we're seeing growth factors and exosomes play. They are a component of what is released by our stem cells, and they're used in regenerative targets, for a number of other things in regenerative medicine. And now our approach is to essentially try to capture that entire value of those cells by making sure that we're not isolating a particular part of it, but allowing those cells to create that full concert of all of those areas of benefit that they deliver. Because not you can have all the vitamin B12 you want, but if you're completely devoid of vitamin C, it doesn't matter if you throw more B12 at it, right? So we really need like a multitude of these different things. And that's why our approach is to really make sure we capture that entire spectrum.
Okay. So quick question. Can you use your beard instead of your hair?
What made you think of that? That's a question for me, not you, right?
if they want to avoid their precious hair, can they use their beard?
Well, we have definitely done beard hair. It does, you have a lot more nerve endings on your face, so it hurts more than harvesting follicles from the back of your head. But you can absolutely harvest beard hair or eyebrow hair for that sake. All of our validation has been done on head hair. So sometimes we'll get a question about, can I harvest, back hair or arm hair or whatever it is. Mustache is fine. That's part of the beard. But any it has to be in the head is where we've done all the validation work around the power of these cells. And we have a longer anagen phase of head hair.
Okay.
Anagen phase is the growth period of a typical hair follicle life cycle. And so we want to capture our follicles and harvest them when they're in that anagen phase. And that's the largest, or the longest, sorry, for head hair. And so it is our best, like we have the best chance of getting high quality cells when we do that.
Is that the time it's growing? Anagen?
Yes. Anagen is the period of time where that the hair fiber, the actual hair fiber, is growing.
So what makes a good follicle? That was interesting to me. Hair is so complicated. I mean, even for me in the biohacking health space, I'm realizing how important now follicles are, how important scalp health is. So what makes a good follicle now? Because that's important for you harvesting these secretome stem cells.
Yeah, absolutely. So the follicle is this miniature organ, really. It's an amazing part of our bodies where you see different cell types, even different germ layers of cells really working together to create this, you know, production of keratin fiber. When you look at the hair follicle, it actually has two different types of stem cells. It has the stem cells that are technically its like keratin producing, so the actual ones that produce the hair. And that's the dermal papillote, the cup, the base of that hair follicle. Throughout the inner and outer root sheath and in the bulge region, you also have mesenchymal stem cells. And they are actually very active in helping to support and feed the dermal papillote. And if you look at histologic slides of hair follicles that have gone into states of dormancy, oftentimes you'll still see the dermal papillote there, but the MSCs have reduced in number or have been exhausted. And so... It is not necessarily that the dermal papillary cells are gone. It's that they're not getting the support of the nutrients or the you know infusion of some of these biomolecules to keep them active enough to produce hair.
So I never thought I'd include whey protein in my diet until I found Kona Nutrition. Now I get it, why it's everyone's go-to for building muscle, because it actually works. I had the pleasure of interviewing the founder and we talked all about whey versus beef isolate and why whey is more effective when it comes to building muscle. But Kona Nutrition is more than just protein powder. Their whole mission is health first. Their whey comes from cows that have 2 acres to roam. It's grass-fed, RBST-free, no soy, no GMOs, no antibiotics. It's minimally processed with the lowest heat possible, which makes it way easier on the digestive system. And it's third-party tested. Seriously, it's the cleanest whey protein I've ever tried. I add it to my frothed milk, my cookies, my psyllium husk breakfast, and it's the perfect way to start your day with protein to help balance blood glucose and stay full longer. You can find the link in the show notes for a special discount, or you can use my code BIOHACKERBLONDIE at checkout.
And so that's one of the things that we really tried to target is make sure that we're actually capturing the MSCs, the mesenchymal stem cells in the hair follicle, and capture these high volumes of these growth factors because they work both to support the dermal papilla in the hair follicle as well as the adjacent skin. And so these really are factors that are specifically targeting, many of them are specifically targeting connective tissues. They're very similar in what factors influence even in orthopedics and sports medicine. So like connective tissues in general are very much supported by these factors. And that includes the hair follicle itself.
And you guys are looking at every hair follicle you plot and making sure it works to produce the stem cell secretomes.
Yeah, so when we capture hair follicles, as you've gone through, right, we make sure that all of those follicles that we bring in, we do a visual analysis on them. We actually look at them under the microscope. But then we actually take a representative sample of those and we actually stain them, mark them with fluorescent proteins that actually help us to identify the viability and the health of those follicles. And that analysis is also done to confirm that the sample was a good one prior to cryopreservation.
Okay. And before I ask one other question for men, if you do microneedling or inject these secretomes into your face, will that help your beard as well since you have a luscious beard?
Yeah, we actually have had people that have had area, alopecia in a certain like area. So you basically get loss or a patch that doesn't fill in. We've had people that have used microneedling on that area of skin and applied the secretome to help fill back in their beard. And oftentimes it's really just about almost re-stimulating those follicles to kick into production again and can be quite effective.
So exactly what is the procedure? Because you're then freezing them. And actually, before that question, I want to discuss the difference. Are you comparing anything from FAT or other stem cells out there? Because there's definitely doctors that are performing microneedling with some stem cells, exosomes. I know that there's a risk factor that comes into place when you're using maybe, you know, other, you know, donor-based stem cells.
Donors, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So if you can kind of give a little comparison of those two, of why maybe using your own versus, you know, random stem cells from the donor.
Yeah, for sure. So we're all unique, right? All of our biology, all of our genetics is different from each other. And so even for people that are very closely related, there are differences. If you look at the world of transplants, right? So if you're trying to do an organ transplant to save a life, you know, this is a very noble cause, right? So we do put patients on immunosuppressants, though, to receive that organ so that their own bodies won't reject it, even if it's a very closely related family member. And essentially, by suppressing their immune system, we're not going to send in an army to attack that organ that we see as foreign. And so in the surface of our cells, we have proteins that our immune system looks for. And when they can identify those foreign proteins, we know whether that's us or whether that's someone else. And these proteins can be very diverse, right? Even when you get a splinter, right? You're going to be looking at your body attacking that splinter to try to get rid of it because it's going to say, this isn't supposed to be here. So in our immune systems are quite adept, and we recognize things often as foreign. There's two different types of your immune system. The one is that reacts right away is a generalist, right? And so your white blood cells will identify things that are foreign. But then as we see things that are foreign, we can actually train other parts of our immune system to specifically identify it, right? And that training takes about 2 weeks. And then you get antibodies and other things that target that thing very specifically. And so the next time you'll see it, you'll actually have it ready, and so that you won't have to go through that learning phase of understanding how to specifically target it. You kick start that process very quickly, and it happens, you know, in a matter of days instead of weeks.
If you're not testing over 100 biomarkers annually, you're likely missing one of the biggest factors affecting your health deficiencies. And here's the thing, when just one vitamin or mineral is off, it can throw your entire system out of balance. We're talking brain fog, fatigue, sluggish metabolism, poor sleep, immune dysfunction, and worse, it can even contribute to chronic disease down the line. That's where Function Health comes in. They make it easy to finally get the full picture. Function tests over 100 key biomarkers, from hormones to inflammation, nutrients, liver, kidney, thyroid, and more. Then you retest in 6 months to track your progress and optimize from there. And the best part, they partnered with thousands of labs across the US, including Quest Diagnostics, so you can likely find a blood draw location just a few blocks from you. It's seamless, it's science-backed, and honestly, it's the best pricing you'll find for this kind of comprehensive testing. Let's be real, your doctor isn't ordering these panels for your yearly checkup, but they should be. So stop guessing and start testing. Click the link in the show notes or head to my website under the shop tab to sign up for Function Health and access your over 100 biomarkers today. This will truly be one of the best investments you can make in your health.
So this is an area that makes things complex now, right? Because you can see something foreign and you might not have this instantaneous massive immune response against it. And this is something that has come up a number of times in conversation with physicians where they're, experimenting with some of these other regenerative products that are created from donors. And they're seeing that, you know, the first time they use that product, they might be getting some benefit, but the next time they use it, they're not seeing the same response. It's actually not necessarily delivering benefit, or it even has a negative response or you have an adverse event. And that can be because our immune system, seen it the first time, takes a while to respond to it. And then we, when we see those products again, sometimes we might, you know, have a much faster reaction to it. So what those things do is it makes it kind of complex to understand and really follow along. But in the world right now of aesthetics, there's a lot of regenerative products that are being used, and their use case is limited to topical application. So when most of these reactions is when our bodies come in direct contact with these things. So as we start to think about some of the more invasive ways of delivering, right, either by injection, and people are definitely going outside of the US, they're doing it on, you know, on here, but as well as travel tourism or medical tourism to receive stem cell applications or things, there is a risk that we're receiving a material that we are going to reject. Or that we're going to identify as foreign. And so in a best case scenario, the reaction is not very big. And some of the biologic components and growth factors that are there do give us some benefit. On an extreme side, you know, you can have a negative reaction against that that, and you can actually attack that product and have a massive increase in inflammation as your body tries to fight it off. And so I've seen patients that have come to us along that entire spectrum and really looking for an opportunity to have something that they know is biologically identical to them and that they're not going to have that reaction against. So for us, we only treat a patient with their own cells and their own secretome. So it is completely biologically identical and has been made by their very own cells. And so that is an immune reaction response that is definitely a topic of the conversation to really understand. And I think the level of risk here is minimal topically, but it gets more invasive or more critical as you go to more invasive deliveries.
Oh, I know. You know, I just saw the Kardashians with Adil Khan doing new stem cells. Mm-hmm. So, and they praise saying, you know, it helped her recover from maybe a back injury, I forget, but it's, you know, I think it is very beneficial for people, especially who maybe have an injury or dealing with something that's like impairing their daily life. Maybe the risk factor is, you know, a pros way out the cons. Like for me, you know, I don't have an injury. I don't have anything. That's why I haven't really done stem cells, because I don't think I need to take on the risk for, you know, just longevity or something. So that's like, for me, that's why I'm excited for this product, because I'm not taking on that risk factor. But it has been beneficial for a lot of people. I'm not sure the percentage of how many people are having, you know, issues going abroad and getting stem cells. But I think maybe with Acorn, if you guys go down further the line, but right now, I guess, you know, you're at the beauty phase. So comparing to facials with microneedling and hair. So is anyone getting a bad reaction? Do you hear anything in the beauty phase at doctors' offices in the U.S. using exosomes or stem cells? Do they have any inflammation or having any?
Yeah. I mean, you hear about us, right? I mean, I think we're very hands down focused on our strategy, but certainly, you know, getting out there and talking to physicians and what they're experiencing with their patients and in the kind of, you know, call it an explosion of opportunity here in regenerative aesthetics, right? And some of these products that are capitalizing on that, they're not all created equal. There's some fantastic groups out there that are making some very, you know, good products that are, you know, applied topically and are meant to really try to like deliver some of these growth factors and things to our skin. When you get into exosomes, right? Exosomes traditionally have MHC complex on them, which is one of the ways that we identify things as foreign. So there's a heightened level of identification of whether things are native or foreign. And then cells, that's even heightened. And then you complement that with how, you know, many of these things, when they get delivered in topically, are resting on the surface and not necessarily having a, you know, they're not injected. So they're not being delivered invasively. that's often where you see that crossover of being able to understand how our bodies are truly going to react to these substances or these regenerative products when it's inside us.
You guys know I'm always looking for science-backed ways to improve gut health and immunity, and this one blew my mind. I started using Kepos, the first human milk, yes, human milk equivalent superfood. It's based on human milk oligosaccharides, which are these incredible molecules that help feed your good gut bacteria, strengthen immunity, and even support brain health. Honestly, I wish I had this years ago. It's been such a game changer for my digestion and overall energy. If you want to try this for yourself and see how it works in your own life, just head to the link in the show notes and use my special discount code BiohackerBlondie for 15% off your order. Simple, easy, and such a game changer.
Right, and so that's another level. So it's early in the industry, and so we're seeing a lot of stories, anecdotes. I think we need more study on it as far as like control trials. But we're certainly being out in the field. I hear a lot of stories and anecdotal references to experiences that people have had when looking at using some of these products in various ways, including topically and injected. But right now there's stories, right, and so. That's where I think we want to try to, and there's a number of groups out there that are in the space that are collectively all trying to push the envelope on making sure that the studies are more robust, they're validated, they're blinded and randomized. And I think that as we collect more and more data with that level of rigor, we'll have a much better understanding of the way that our bodies are reacting to these products and the benefits that we're receiving.
I also feel like it's like wild, wild west out there when it comes to stem cells and exosomes, because is there something we should look for or ask a doctor, when getting exosomes, a facial with exosomes or laser treatment or microneedling? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the times it's not even working. So, how do we know that they're active or that it's been verified or clean?
So there's all sorts of stories that I've heard, right? I've even had, this is overseas, right? Or outside of the US, but I've heard stories of people being able to get the bottom of a vial and analyze what's actually in the product that they were just injected with and it be saline, right? So I think that you have to be careful when you go outside of it. In that scenario, it's just a bunch of wasted money, right, and time, and that's unfortunate. But once you get outside of the U.S. and outside of Canada, I think that you don't necessarily have an opportunity to track exactly what you're receiving. I think on the U.S. soil, there is a number of protections, but still lots of things can happen where people will deliver and products that are not necessarily intended to be injected yet or approved to be injected yet. And I think that's where the kind of gray zone exists right now, where products, people are going beyond the recommendations or the intended use of a topical product by actually applying it as an injectable. When you want to say what are the questions that I would ask if I was going to be receiving something as a facial, as a topical, I would want to ask the source, right? So where are these cells from? And that's important because right now, exosomes, as an example, is being used very pervasively across plants, animals, donors, and ourselves, right? Or autologous. Mm-hmm. They're not all created equal, right? I think if you want to be having a human interaction of an exosome with your cells, you need to have human exosomes. It's like a lock and a key, right? A protein's binding to a receptor for an intended effect. And if you've got something that's an animal and a little bit off, or you've got something that is a plant, or a different organism, I've seen exosomes now for bacteria and other things, you're not going to have the same interaction, the same effect. It just doesn't happen. And then when you have a donor, you do have the opportunity now of having the immune system recognize that as a foreign human material. And that is something else where For me, I think our approach for safety and making sure that something is accepted by the body is using your own materials to create that. All that being said, the next questions that I would ask is how that product is created. When you are using cells as a factory, you know, for lack of a better word, to produce exosomes and harvest those exosomes, how that cell is treated while it's producing those exosomes is going to influence how those exosomes perform. One of the things that is common practice to take a sample of a donor that we have or a cell source that we have is to grow that and expand that many, many times so that you're creating more and more and more cells so that you can produce more and more and more exosomes, right? So it's really trying to scale that exosome creation. But taking that initial sample and growing it artificially ages those cells. It's essentially like the aging process is asking ourselves to divide in this human body and you know, over time. Well, imagine you're taking that entire lifetime of aging and you're doing that in a matter of weeks in the laboratory because you want to take this one sample you have to fill 10,000 vials. And so you're taking a photocopy of a photocopy of a photocopy of a photocopy, and things get very fuzzy and you don't really have a premium cell source anymore. I don't care what age it was harvested from. When you do that multiplication, that upscale effect, it can artificially induce aging. And current practices do that. There's a fantastic study that was done, there's two actually, by Hartman et al. And then Patel et al. That demonstrated this effect using standard practices right now to create these types of products.
Saying that instead of making us youthful, basically expanding them over and over and over can actually be causing aging when you get to a certain point of expanding them?
Well, I think it's arguable of whether those products are going to cause aging, right? But I think what is irrefutable, though, is that those cells, from a benefit perspective to you, are performing at probably an age that's older than you. So the group, Hartman et al., when they were looking at passaging of cells, they took different age groups of cells, 2 to 9 year olds, middle-aged people, and then elderly people. And these 2 to 9 year olds, when they ended up reaching these high passage numbers, those cells performed just as bad as the older ones.
You've heard me talk about fasting before, but I get it. Fasting isn't easy to stick to. That's why I personally love Prolon, the 5-day fasting mimicking diet. It's backed by decades of research from Dr. Walter Longo at USC, and it gives you the benefits of fasting, cellular renewal, metabolism reset, and longevity support without giving up food completely. You will notice steady energy, better focus, and you won't feel deprived. If you want to try it for yourself, Prolon is offering my listeners 25% off your first order. Just head to the link in the show notes, or you can head to my website under the shop tab, or just go directly to prolonlife.com/BHB. It's a great reset if you're ready to support your long-term health in a real research-backed way.
In fact, when you look at all of the biologic effects of aging, including some of those biologic aging clocks, and you analyze those cells, after going through that passaging to harvest all of these regenerative products, were performing at levels up to over 90 years old. So, low end after those passages, 74, right? So you can be taking these from an age zero source or a child or whatever, and those donor cells are actually performing at an age that is even older than the recipient yourself. So that's why I think that, you know, limiting the number of, you know, nerds like me in the lab call passaging, the replication of those cells, limiting that number is essential to have a really good product. The other thing that was interesting that I mentioned Patel et al., looking at actually the products released by cells. So they looked at exosomes, and they looked at essentially as you pass into those cells, what was the exosome production? And they tested out the regenerative capacity on skin. And you saw every passage that you did, or every replication event that you had with those cells, their exosomes performed a little bit worse. And then by the fifth passage, which is not that many. By the fifth passage, it drops significantly to the point where, you're still producing the same number of exosomes from those cells. So you're still harvesting high numbers of exosomes, but they've got a reduced regenerative capacity. So I would rather have a small number of cells, right, or exosomes that are performing rather than a very high amount that aren't performing. And a good example of this is we ended up doing an analysis on an exosome company that unfortunately uses those types of practices. And they were advertising a trillion exosomes in a vial, right?
Oh my
gosh.
And
when we looked at the amount of protein in that vial, it was 1/5 of the amount of protein that we have inside 5 billion exosomes. So 5 billion to a trillion, and the 5 billion has 5 times as much material inside those exosomes. So I think that these are the types of things where you have to understand, exosomes is a delivery system. They're not the therapeutic element themselves. They're a very elegant delivery system. Mm-hmm. In fact, I often compare exosomes to like the Amazon Prime of the human body, right? It's delivering packages, but an exosome not only is delivering you the package to your house, the cell, but it can actually open up your front door, put that package inside your house and unbox it for you, right? It is a very good service. Exosomes can be phenomenal. One of the biggest problems, though, is you have to know what's inside that package. And do you want that in your home? Because it's going to be unboxed for you. And so I think that's, are these packages empty? Are they even intact anymore? Are they ripped apart, right? So you need to have intact exosomes, but you need to know what the payload is, right? Like what is inside those exosomes? And so understanding the different proteins, mRNA, all of these elements that we want that are going to be beneficial for our cells, we have to make sure that these exosomes are actually carrying therapeutically relevant volumes of these things. And I think that's an area of the space that we honestly need to hold ourselves to a pretty high standard here, or a higher standard than we have been, because we don't have a lot of clarity product to product on what's inside these things. Like printing how many exosomes is in that vial, unfortunately, means very little to me.
Yeah. Wow. I think it's CPI in, in South America. I think they replicate or expand one donor base over and over and over. I have heard some benefits, but I'm sure there's been some other, people might have some immune systems or some other things going on or risk factors, but that's so, I also have interviewed Dr. Joy, and she definitely is not for expanding over and over, and she understands that as well. So let's get back to Acorn then, since now I'm scared to ever try any of these exosome stem cell procedures. So you guys freeze the follicles. So can you kind of break down the procedure of how it's done and how you store? And why it takes, I think, 2 months to produce a vial and the whole procedure. So,
absolutely. So, there's two sides of what we want to do for you, right? The first is, and we do this through partner physicians that are, located coast to coast, and you can find, some of the amazing people we work with online on our website. But it happens at the doctor's office typically. You go to that. That physician or that partner of ours, and essentially have your hair collected. So it's plucking your follicles, and we need that white tip, that bulge at the end of your hair, and that gets put into our we've got a solution or a media liquid that keeps those cells happy from the doctor's office until it gets to our laboratory. And in our laboratory, we analyze those cells, we create that report that you saw, and we freeze them down. At very, very low temperatures. So -310 degrees Fahrenheit. It's only slightly warmer than the surface of Pluto. And at that temperature, the cells have no metabolism. They're not aging. They're literally frozen in time. And so now you've got a part of you, at least, right, that is timeless, right? It's not accumulating that damage or having metabolism that's unfortunately wearing down accelerated machinery. you have a version of yourself that's locked in time. And so that is something that we do to put time on your side. On the other side, what we're trying to do is make sure that working with physicians as well, you have an opportunity to leverage that benefit for your body today. And so we have a very exciting pipeline of different opportunities. How do you leverage those cells clinically? The first wave of that, which is available now, is actually growing those cells in our lab and collecting these bioidentical molecules and exosomes to deliver back to your physician to deliver to you, essentially collecting all of those Amazon Prime packages and holding them for you so we can deliver them directly to a site where you want benefit, whether that's in your skin, hair, or otherwise.
Are you expanding or growing them? What is the is there a difference?
Yeah. So it's a very controlled growth. So we actually have systems that we've patented that allow us to grow those cells and collect all of these products in between that very first replication event. So it happens early, really early. That doesn't even get into those areas of issue that we were talking about and how you replicate these cells. It happens in that early phase. And so we're really proud of the way we've created the system. And essentially, you're able to now have access to a product that is created from your fresh cells, right? Not from cells that have been passaged and cultured again and again and again. And they're you. They're identical to you because, you know, you can only really do this when you're making something one for one. You were using your cells to create a product for you, not one to many.
And it takes about 2 months to grow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it takes 2 months, and that includes the sample to get back to us, for us to grow that sample, collect all these factors, validate them, test them, essentially lyophilize it, so freeze dry that sample so it's stable, bottle it, and send it back to your physician to administer to you. So essentially, once you have your cells collected, 2 months later, you can be going back into the practice to receive your first treatment.
Interesting. I just thought of, okay, so the future of Acorn Labs is to freeze our cells for the future in 200 years. That's the future of Acorn Labs. Freeze my whole body.
So freezing your whole body is something that's cryonics, and that's trying to create like an entire living being, including, you know, hopefully memories and all of these things preserved. What we try to do is make sure we freeze cells that you can then leverage to elongate your health and longevity and health span.
Okay, to replicate ourselves. Yeah,
we're not gonna freeze all of you. Just just a part of you.
Okay. So I want to hear all the benefits that you've seen from using the stem cells. I mean, you have amazing hair. You're coworker Dave has amazing hair. I'm hoping to get that amazing hair. So what are you hearing from people now using Acorn Labs? And you guys are pretty new as well. So it hasn't been around that long. I don't know if it was this year or last year.
We've launched pretty much at the turn of the year, right? As far as the Secretome product, we've been banking before that. And I mean, look, it doesn't feel new to me because I mean, the first time I published on Secretomes was probably like 2009. So, you know, it feels like it's been a very long time of developing these technologies. But now it's finally commercially available. So that's a big step, right? But there's a lot of work and research that went into this going back, well, literally decades or longer. So it is, it's like doing the math, but.
Don't do it. You don't want to know.
I know. I still think the year 2000 was like just a few years ago. But anyway, it is definitely been an exciting road, and this is an opportunity for us to really see what we've developed in the world of aesthetic medicine come to fruition and actually start benefiting patients. And so the Secretome, right, is being used in a lot of the same areas that PRP and some of these other regenerative products have been used in. So it's rejuvenating skin, it's regenerating hair, it's being used alongside microneedling, stamping, or laser applications, and it's also being used topically at the time of surgical procedures, either for hair, right, as transplants, or surgical facelifts and things like that, where you want to try to minimize scar tissue. So we have very high amounts of fibronectin, which is a very important molecule that helps to align collagen fibers in the right orientation and can really be a powerful tool in inhibiting scar tissue and misaligned collagen fibers. And so it's being used in that area as well. And so that's in the world of aesthetics. Because this is a very, it's a bioidentical product, the opportunity here is really to have something that is going to be perfected for you and made for you. And so, there are opportunities now, because it is biologically identical to you, to start investigating more invasive ways of delivering it. And so we have some studies going on towards that effect, so that there can be actual injectables that are available in this area, which is a very exciting step forward for the whole industry. But the cells are usable in other areas. And so I'd like to highlight, honestly, aesthetics is very exciting, and we're really ecstatic to see patients receive benefit, right, from that. But also, those cells have been turned into cartilage, bone, fat, neurons, pancreas cells, immune cells like NK cells. I think there's a very long, bright future of having these stored biologic samples, our own cells, that are going to be available in aesthetics, for aesthetics treatments. And then in I think next wave is going to be sports medicine and orthopedics, and then disease intervention beyond that, and even in thinking about how we can enhance our own longevity and health span.
So I always have so many questions in my mind. Are these stem cells, are they becoming younger, or are they the same age as my stem cells of when you caught them?
Yes. So it's a good question. We don't have the technology today. I believe that has made things younger, right? We can make certain processes or the behavior of our cells more efficient and therefore younger. But this idea of a fountain of youth, of being able to reverse aging, we can reverse some of the damage that aging has caused. Mm-hmm. We can reverse some of the issues that our cells are facing that are associated with aging. But I don't think we have the ability right now to do something where I can take a cell that is older and change every aspect about it so that it is identifiable as just younger. That doesn't exist.
Okay.
So right now, unfortunately, our efforts have to be around focused on slowing down that aging process and repairing damage that happens through normal cell metabolism and aging. And so that is, I think, the purpose of regenerative medicine, because ultimately our goals with it are to take damage or aging things that have occurred and restore us to a period of performance that predates that. That not necessarily is going to make us systemically a younger individual, like where, I was once 40 and now I'm 30, right? But I think we're going down a path where I think those things are possible, right? But we're not there yet. And so I think for us, having locked in the best starting material or starting point as young as possible is the best way to get a head start on that, for sure.
And because you are freezing them, how long does 50 follicles last?
Mm-hmm. Good question. So, it is biology, so nothing is infinite here. That being said, the system that we have designed is to make sure that you have multiple vials of your cell frozen and that you can draw upon those vials. And when you do, you can actually have the opportunity to freeze down more vials of yourself or replenish that vial as you're creating a product for yourself, for instance, the secret tongue. We want it to last. Reflucking? No. Yeah.
I don't have to keep reflucking?
No. So you created your secretome is being created right now, I believe, right? So you have, you've experienced the collection, you've been banked. If you wanted your secretome again after this, you could just re-ask for it.
But what if I use all my vials?
But if you end up having amazing benefit from this, phenomenal. Yes, then we'll recollect you and make sure that we replenish that. But we can use a vial more than once. And so we really have an opportunity to elongate this to make sure that you have a sample that you're able to tap into many, many times before you need to do that. And I think we'll see what the consumption rate is. If you're receiving great benefit from it, and we see you actually like hopping into, your next vial, we would recommend, look, you know, if you're you're using this, we recommend that if you can continue this pace throughout your life, that you top up the number of samples or we freeze down more vials for you.
And how long does, you know, say I love this.
Maybe I want a microneedle once a month with secretomes.
Yeah.
How long will that last? And then when would I need to renew my...
Renew? So when you order your secretome, it comes in a suite of 12 vials. So you essentially would have a vial for every month of the year that you can use alongside microneedling. And then as you got to October and you saw, you've got about 60 days left in the year, you could reorder and have your next suite of vials waiting for you before you're even done your first.
But I would have to replug, right?
No. You can just reorder.
Oh, so you just will keep making them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
if you keep on making them again and again and again and your supply starts to run out, we will warn you that you should probably recollect. And we're tracking the use and how frequently people are doing it. And there are people that have been collected more than once because they want to have extra supply. But right now we want to make sure that collection lasts. Like, our hope is that this will, for most people, last their lifetime.
Wow. Okay. And all those 50 follicles you took from my head, do those grow, like, for anyone who's concerned, because everyone thinks 50 follicles is taking all their hair. So I just want you to mention how many hair follicles we have. And also, do those grow back?
Yes. So we have probably, depends on the person, right? But you've got somewhere between 100,000 and on average, and up to 140,000 hair follicles on your head. So lots. 50 is a very small number in comparison. So it's unnoticeable. On top of that, especially for people that are balding, they do ask the question, as you're collecting these follicles, unfortunately, the people who are losing their hair, they're very sensitive about that. This is not like a hair transplant. When you pluck a follicle, it grows back. So you're not sacrificing that follicle for any length of time. It's going to grow right back for you.
Okay, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then if someone is bald, and I just wanted to talk a little bit more about hair follicles. It's so important for people to understand that there's dormant follicles. So are you noticing, because you can do a scan, which I have done, of my hair follicles, and I do have a lot of dormant follicles. Mm-hmm. So will Acorn Labs kind of reactivate those dormant follicles? And if someone's bald and they're dead follicles, is it just hair transplant is really the only option?
So at a certain point, unfortunately, the answer is yes, right? It doesn't matter what we do, because any of these efforts to try to take our growth factors, exosomes, all of these things, it's to support our hair follicles. It doesn't replant a brand new follicle, right? We're not cloning hair follicles yet. But I think that with life, when you have your own live cells, I think the possibility is there. But in any case, if a cell goes into, if a hair follicle goes into a state of dormancy and it's there for too long, eventually it takes more and more and it's harder and harder to kickstart it. And it's like an engine that's been sitting, right? The longer it sits, the harder it is going to be to get it going. And at a certain point, unfortunately, that follicle is probably going to be unsalvageable. So my recommendation, when I'm talking to anybody that's experiencing hair loss, and women are way better at this than men, by the way, think about it right now. Think about it while you see those first signs of losing, or while you're in the point of being able to reinvigorate some of those dormant follicles by leveraging regenerative solutions like Acorn. I think that's really important. Women tend to be a lot more proactive about it. Men tend to wait a little bit too long. And so I think that if you do see signs of either thinning or hair loss, and that's something that's important to you, don't waste time. I would say, like, start to go see a physician that specializes in that area and talk through options with them. And again, you don't have to jump straight to like pharmaceuticals or drugs with side effects. You don't have to jump to a hair transplant. You can look at natural regenerative, in the case of Acorn, completely biologically identical treatments to you, essentially just taking more of you, enhancing it and giving it back to yourselves.
Yeah. And I just don't think people are thinking of this, that they need to activate them as soon as possible, because you do not want them to get dormant. Have you been testing on yourself I don't know if you're scanning your hair on a daily basis with, you know, some type of AI device and showing your follicles, and how often are you implementing this on yourself?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I would say that my wife Jen has done a better job of implementing it into her daily routines. She's done a great job with her secret home. Mostly for skin, really, like looking at skin quality and things like that. So she's more apt to do like microneedling procedures. I have done it. I've tested it on myself, both with microneedling and laser. I definitely felt like I should raise my hand first and go through all of these experiences before recommending them to anybody else. And so I always put my hand up first to say, okay, let's test out. And so it was a great experience for me, because I'm not somebody that has engaged with a tremendous amount of invasive, procedures for skin. So I got great. I had a great result, right? I absolutely saw the benefits very, very quickly. When I tested out myself, I actually did one side of my face with Secretome and did laser on my entire face, but treated one side with Secretome and one side with a different product. And it was, especially in the days right after, it was a big difference. So for me, it was healed much faster. Yeah, the redness went down literally the next day. Much faster healing. So, I saw the results for myself very, very quickly. And we've replicated those in a randomized double-blind trial where we've actually looked at treating post-laser and saw the difference between us and three other products in market right now. So that was really an opportunity for us to kind of test out, how valuable and how dramatic the differences can be.
I wonder, are you noticing, maybe if you did half of your face, is there more wrinkles on one side versus the other? Is one more lifted than the other? Are you seeing any of those benefits, or is anyone,
So it's a great question. And I mean, I did it just because I think I thought, why not? Right. And it wasn't part of a bigger study. It was just me saying, I want to just test this out on myself. But ultimately, regenerative medicine is typically very difficult to do those type of slit face studies around because products move. Right. Now I saw a difference, right? But I mean, these products are biologically identical to us, so they can be absorbed readily, they can move around readily, because they're part of us. And so often that can blur the lines of benefit, and you don't necessarily be able to see the differences as acutely as you would as if there was a true barrier. The idea of like a slit face study in regenerative medicine is more difficult to execute. And so typically people go for testing things out on patients like full face with or somebody without, and comparing those differences and changes. That being said, we've had a number of individuals in the early days of us testing this out that did that, and we did see a difference on either side. So it was dramatic enough that whatever product was moving back and forth, right, was less than what one side was treated. So it still showed a difference.
And you're saying it would be best to microneedle and not inject. Is there a reason for this? And does that also go for the head?
That's a regulatory reason, right? So we're very proud of what we've made. It is a completely biologically identical product to you. We don't add any preservatives. We freeze dry for stability. And it is something that I think is about as natural of a product as you can possibly get in this space. That being said, you still have to demonstrate safety and efficacy with either the FDA or another regulatory body before you would inject this. And so right now these products are really classified as topical cosmetics. So they're allowed to be applied topically, and you can do, microneedling or things like that to open up channels. But if you wanted to inject this product, that's tipping it over into a different class. And right now, as it exists, there are no exosome-based products that have a label approving them to be injected. So we're waiting to see what the opportunities are going to be for a true injectable in this space. I'm very ambitious and very excited about the opportunity for Acorn, because I think in the spectrum of regenerative products, or the one that is bioidentical to the patient and therefore would have a very enhanced safety profile as an injectable. And that's something that we're working through and talking to regulatory bodies right now about.
Interesting. Okay. So is anyone, I know this is a new product. I think, you know, Dave Asprey has done it. I don't know if Brian Johnson or some of these biohackers.
Is anyone saying they're seeing a difference in their hair growth? And I also, another quick question I wanted to ask is PRP is also a very common procedure. Mm-hmm. Are you comparing this to PRP?
Are you seeing more benefits than PRP?
Yeah, so it's a great question. I don't have a head-to-head versus PRP at this time. What we did is we asked, so the first comparison to PRP that we had was essentially asking patients that had received our product versus PRP and looking at their satisfaction scores and looking at that. So the first data we have back is on around satisfaction, and people that were receiving Acorn had a higher satisfaction than PRP. So that's a very good indicator. We are new and hair takes a while to grow. So we're really seeing the first signs. But I got a text today from a patient that showed me their before and afters after receiving 3 treatments, and they're already seeing a big difference. And it was really exciting to see their excitement about the results that they're getting. And again, they experience hair loss. They're looking for really volumization around the hair follicles that they have, as well as hopefully reinstating some of the dormant hair follicles. They've left it for a while. So, you know, they're going to, they're looking for benefit, right? As opposed to necessarily being completely bald, just all of a sudden having hair. And it was pretty dramatic. I was really excited for them because they were very happy, exceeded their expectations. I definitely have, you can see it very visually in the pictures they sent me, that there's a volume of hair that's increased. So, the initial patients that have gone through on the hair side, I think all signs are pointing to something that it's really an exciting opportunity for patients to try to essentially work on hair volume.
And with this patient, how often did they do the microneedling for their hair or skin? And what do you recommend?
Yeah, so they did microneedling and applied it topically 3 times. And they did it that over a period of 90 days.
Okay, so like once a month.
Once a month. Now they're going to taper it to go to once every, so I think they're going to taper it to go once every 2 months. So you see like usually a little bit of a concentrated cluster of applications at the beginning, and then you can taper that off and you've got 12 vials to distribute there.
Okay. So we'll see in a year with everyone doing it once a month that they just have full grown hair down to the floor. I think you're on the way. Maybe your wife. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. But she's on the leading edge of testing this out. So we'll be watching her first.
I have to follow her now. Where can everyone go find you and Acorn Labs? And how do they find a practitioner to do this?
Yes. Thanks for that. You can go to acorn.me or you can go to our website. Or you can follow us on Instagram at Acorn Biolabs. I'm at Dr. Drew Taylor, and essentially we're constantly sharing the different physicians that people can go to and their expertise, depending on what their needs are, and also obviously where they are geographically. On our website, we actually have a map where you can find the physician located closest to you, and so you can actually zero in by city and by area or neighborhood and understand who the closest by is, or an expert in your area. And so that's a great tool to just find where you can go to get it quick.
Super cool. And if it's someone's a practitioner, they can reach out and learn how to pluck the hairs and do the whole procedure as well.
Absolutely. If you're a physician and a practitioner that is looking to offer Acorn, please just DM me or DM Acorn and ask for more info, and we'd be happy to follow up and set up a time to share more with you.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I learned so much. I think there's so much we could even keep going on and talking about. Stem cells is such a big topic and hair is such a big topic. So,
absolutely. Thank you so much. This has been a great conversation. We'll do a follow-up once we have, maybe a year from now when we look back at all the results, including your own experience. So look forward to that.
That would be great.
I know.
Awesome.
So thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Biohacker Body Podcast. I hope Dr. Drew's insights opened your eyes to the incredible potential of stem cells, secretomes, and regenerative therapies that are made from your own biology. From harnessing hair follicles as a safe, non-invasive source of mesenchymal stem cells, to the way secretomes deliver a powerful mix of growth factors, peptides, and exosomes, today's conversation shows just how much the future of aesthetics and longevity is evolving. To learn more, you can visit acorn.me or follow at Acorn Labs on Instagram to see how their technology is being used in clinics across the US and Canada. If this episode inspired you, please subscribe, share it with a friend, or leave a quick review. It's free and it helps me grow the show and keep bringing you the latest in health, wellness, and longevity. Until next time, trust your biology, invest in your future self, and keep biohacking your best life.